Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me, I have Andy Springer, the pastor of the United Congregational Church, if I could talk. And he is with us today to talk about an amazing event that they've got coming up. What's happening and who's putting this on, Andy?
Good morning and thank you for having me. So the church that I pastor is hosting the event along with Faith Christian Church of Grand Island.
Fantastic.
Who shares the building with us.
Oh, I love that. All right. Well, okay, so why are you holding this event?
The thought came to mind just because of all of the fires that have been going on across the country. And so often, especially our rural departments that are staffed by volunteers, they don't have a ton of funding. And so the thought was, let's try to provide a little where there isn't always plenty.
Right. A little extra money always helps. I mean, I grew up in a small town with volunteer firefighters. My daddy was one, and so was my brother. So I know a lot of people that are volunteer fire people, and
yeah.
There's women out there doing that too. And it's great. They always need the extra money and to update equipment and whatnot, you know?
Yep. And that's what I was talking with one of the fire chiefs about. I asked him, I said, you know, what would this money be going toward? And
right.
He told me they've been trying to replace their fire suits for the last several years.
My goodness. And that's so important.
Yep. And I want to say he said they were around $10,000, $5,000 or $10,000 for one set of equipment.
For one set?
For one set.
That's outrageous. So, okay, let's back up. When and where is this going to be held?
We are holding it August 2nd at United Congregational Church, which is located at 405 East Bismarck. It is directly across the street from Dodge School.
Perfect. So, and where should people park?
Around the building on the street. And there is also a small parking lot that's overflow for the school across the street that they're able to
that'll
use.
That'll be great. Okay, so Andy, who might be interested in attending this event?
Anyone that's willing to give a lot of money.
Gotcha.
No.
That's great.
Families, neighbors, anybody that's just interested in coming out, playing cornhole, supporting a good cause.
Absolutely. I love cornhole. I'm actually pretty good at it. I could
Are you?
Be a ringer.
You want to be my partner?
Sure.
Let's
do this.
Let's sweep it.
I've got a cornhole set at home that I'll practice on.
All right.
How's that
And
sound?
We'll just take on all comers.
I don't know the rules, though. How far apart do they need to be? How far do you need to be from it? Is it?
I think they're set up 27 feet apart.
That far?
Yeah.
Geez, I need to get some arm strength going then. Okay, so will the fire department be participating?
Yes, there's going to be firefighters coming out. We're going to have fire trucks brought from the fire departments for the kids to come see.
Oh.
And I'm really excited about this. Every hour beginning at, I think, 11 o'clock, we're going to have a big fire, water balloon fight with kids and firefighters.
I've got to get in on this action.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Winging a water balloon at people, I'd probably get hit in the head a lot. All right. So what kind of activities are going to be available? I know you've said cornhole.
Yep. We'll be playing cornhole. There will be a cornhole tournament. We'll have a human foosball court set up,
no.
Which is a blast.
That would be so much fun.
Yes.
I've got to see how this is done. I hope people will be taking videos. What ages can participate?
All ages.
All ages. Okay. And are there prizes? That's a big, important question.
Well, yeah. The cornhole tournament, there will be a cash prize for first and second place. And then small door prizes for kids.
This will be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then there's also, they've been working on getting donations and they'll be doing raffles and things like that all throughout the day as well.
Well, that'll be awesome. Will there be food?
Yes.
Oh, good.
We've got we'll have lots of pulled pork for pulled pork sandwiches and hot dogs on the grill.
What will it cost?
It's all for a free will donation.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
All right. Well, Andy, let's let our listeners know again what's going on.
All right. It is a neighborhood party cornhole tournament happening on August 2nd at United Congregational Church at 405 East Bismarck. And we'll be having a cornhole tournament, which I didn't mention this, but if you look up the event on Facebook, it would be really helpful if people would register if they plan to play in the cornhole tournament.
That's perfect. Just, are we going to be partners?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm going to hold you to it.
I love it. I am really good at cornhole.
Good.
I will practice, I promise.
Excellent.
We're going to win.
We are.
I'm a ringer, Andy. I love it. What time did the event start?
Starts at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
All right, August 2nd.
The tournament starts at 10, and check-in for the tournament can begin at 9.
All right. And it's also at the United Congregational Church. What is the address again?
405 East Bismarck.
Perfect.
It's directly across the street from Dodge School.
All right. Andy, is there anything else you want to tell our listeners?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I want to thank you again. This is fun. The last time I had you in here, we had a great time, too.
When we did.
Were doing the Maui Fire fundraiser. So that was great. And I'm so glad they had a good turnout.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.